Last November was a wake-up call for the Democratic Party.
On November 9th, literally at 4 a.m., I was woken up. My phone was buzzing off the nightstand.
That's Diane Fink. She's a Democratic activist and the executive director of Emerge Maryland, a group that helps Democratic women run for office.
I picked it up because I thought somebody was calling me. And it was hundreds of text messages and emails from women who said they wanted to get involved.
Democrats are now figuring out how to rebuild their party and capitalize on the energy in progressive circles shown in demonstrations like the Women's March, where millions of women took to the streets the day after the inauguration. I traveled to a community center in Maryland where an effort is underway to train Democratic women to run for local office. The organization sponsoring the event is Emerge Maryland, and the aim is...
at least 50%+ of the political power in Maryland. And to build the pipeline, we have no female delegates to Congress.
Less than a quarter of elected positions are filled by women in the United States. There are many reasons for that, but Diane Fink, who runs Emerge, says women are often discouraged somewhere along the way.
What we've learned is that the women, their ambition is crushed by somebody in their life. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they'll say, you know, I mentioned this to my family and they just laughed. Or I went to a community leader or a party leader, and they told me, well, no, that really probably isn't for you.
I sat down with some of the women in the class to talk about how they got here.
Hi, my name is Lenora Dawson, and I am running for Clerk of Court, Baltimore City, 2018.
Hello, my name is Sierra Robinson. I'm running for Town Council in Capitol Heights, Maryland.
My name is Marisol Johnson, and I'm running for Baltimore County County Council, District 2.
I'm Christiana Rigby, and I'm running to represent Howard County Council's District 3.
And I just need to add that you've got a gorgeous baby on your lap.
Thank you. I just had a baby. For me, it really was, if not now, then when? Because otherwise, you just keep going to those county council meetings, and you get your 3 minutes to testify, and then the vote happens without you anyway.
The question I get is, well, how are you going to be able to do it all? Who's going to take care of the kids? Well, I have a partner. I have a husband that can take care of the kids. And my kids, I've taught my kids to be self-sufficient. And if he, who's in office right now, can do it all, why can't I do it all?
Is it important for women to participate, or is it important for Democratic women to participate? How do you feel about Republican women showing up and also being part of the process?
I think it's important for all women, but I also think that it's really important for Democratic women to step up because they are invested in those values.
But is it a win for women overall if Republican women run for office, or is it now, are we in such a partisan era that really that isn't the case?
So the research shows that women, regardless of party, are incredibly effective legislators. They're better at bringing money back to their district. Yeah. They're better at collaboration. That's what all the evidence has shown. So I think that it is a win for all women when women are elected. It's having those representatives, having those faces, those experiences, and I think it's important for all women.
I think it's important for all women, but if you're on the wrong side of the aisle voting for things against funding Planned Parenthood and those sort of things, it is not a win for women.
So different opinions here on that. When you're looking forward now and you're looking at the political landscape, do you think that your voices will be amplified at this particular point in time?
I am certainly hopeful that this will continue. I don't think that this energy is going to dissipate. The most recent experience with the 2016 presidential election, I think, called a lot of people to task, especially Democrats, to do a lot of self-reflection and to understand that we can't take anything for granted. We cannot take voters for granted. We have to get in and do the work. This is an exciting time for us. We have a 2018 midterm election coming up, and we have to be serious about that.
If it's hard for women, it's harder for women of color. I mean, that's just true across the board. How have you felt that? How have you dealt with that?
I sit as the vice chair of the Baltimore County School Board, and I unfortunately was reading some Facebook posts of a meeting that I had attended, and I was called Jenny from the block. I was told on the same Facebook feed that I might as well have had fruit in my hair because I look like Carmen Miranda. So those sort of personal attacks and racist comments are easier, I think, thrown towards women than towards men because they think that women aren't going to say anything back. So a woman of color, I do see myself as a trailblazer because we are relationship builders. So we bring people along with us. So if they are showing up to the PTA meetings or running for PTA, us being leaders and having something for our little girls to look up to, it's challenging, but it is a job that we have to continue.
What would you like to see happen after you come out of this process and you're going to start your campaigns? And is this now a career in politics?
I would love to see all of us win and all of us create a bench of women to follow us.
So what happens if you lose, though? What happens if you don't win the first time? Are you committed to staying in the race?
I know I certainly would run again because for me it's about being of service and not holding office. So that can have many different faces for many different aspects. And I think that we have to be relentless and continue to push forward. So absolutely, yes, I would run again.
Well, I remember hearing a speaker say that men will run and lose and run again and lose and run again and win, and that women tend to... Okay, he agrees. Sorry.
No, not at all.
But that women often don't run again. And that really made me feel like, okay, well, if that happens, then I should think about running again. I shouldn't count myself out.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Christiana Rigby, along with Sierra Robinson, Lenora Dawson, and Marisol Johnson in Kensington, Maryland.